Chapter 2. The Garden of Talking Flowers.
"If I can get to the top of that hill," said Alice, "I'll be able to see the garden much better."
There was a path, and it went in a straight line to the hill. But when Alice walked up it, there were suddenly corners in it.
"Oh, I'm back at the house again," she said.
She tried again, but the same thing happened. The third time that she walked up the path, she arrived at a place with flower beds in it. There was one very tall plant with two open flowers.
"It's a tiger lily," Alice said. "I'm sad that plants can't talk."
"We can talk," said the tiger lily, "when we want to talk."
Alice was very surprised, and she asked quietly,
"Can all flowers talk?"
"Yes,"
said another flower. It was a rose, and it was growing next to the tiger lily.
"But it isn't polite for us to be the first to talk."
"She's not very pretty, and she looks very strange," said the tiger lily to the rose.
Alice did not like hearing this, so she asked about something different.
"Flowers can't move if anything dangerous comes near them. Does that make you frightened?"
"No,"
shouted a daisy.
"No, of course it doesn't, stupid," cried another.
And then all the daisies started shouting loudly.
"Be quiet, all of you,"
said the tiger lily angrily. Then it said to Alice,
"They're so rude. They know that I can't move and catch them."
The daisies were starting to shout again. So Alice told them very quietly,
"If you don't stop shouting, I'll pull you out of the ground."
Then they all became quiet.
"I've never met talking flowers before," Alice said. "Most plants can't speak. Why can you all speak?"
"Put your hand down and feel the ground," said the tiger lily.
Alice touched the ground.
"It's very hard," she said.
"That's it," said the tiger lily. "In most gardens, the flower beds are too soft, and then, of course, the flowers sleep all the time."
"Oh," said Alice, "I never thought of that."
"I don't think that you think at all. You're quite stupid," said the rose rudely.
"Are there any other people in the garden?"
said Alice, choosing not to answer the rose.
"One flower can walk too, I think," said the rose.
"Is she like me?"
asked Alice excitedly.
"She looks strange like you, yes, but she's much redder," replied the rose.
"Oh, she's coming now," cried another flower.
Alice looked round and saw that it was the Red Queen. She was now even taller than Alice.
"I think that I'll go and meet her," said Alice.
"You can't do that," said the rose. "You should walk the other way."
But Alice did not listen to the rose, and she started walking towards the queen. Surprisingly, a minute later, Alice was back at the front door of the house, and she could not see the queen anywhere. Alice walked around looking for the queen, and after a long time, she saw her near the hill.
This time, Alice tried a different plan. She walked in the opposite direction. After just a minute, she was in front of the Red Queen, and on the hill too.
"Where do you come from?" said the Red Queen. "And where are you going? Look up, speak nicely, and don't move around all the time."
Alice answered as well as she could. But the Queen kept stopping her and saying strange things. The Queen was talking a lot of nonsense, Alice thought. They walked together to the top of the hill. For a few minutes, they stood quietly there, and Alice looked at the land all around them. There were lots of small rivers. They went across the land from side to side. There were also many long green hedges, but they crossed the land in the opposite direction. Together, the hedges and the rivers made squares across the ground.
"Oh, it looks like a game of chess," Alice cried suddenly. "It's an enormous game of chess. Can I play? If I play, I can be a pawn. But I really want to be a queen."
"You can be the White Queen's pawn if you like," said the Queen, "because Lily's too young to play. At the beginning of the game, you'll be in the second square. When you get to the eighth square, you will become a queen."
But then, suddenly, Alice and the Queen seemed to be running hand in hand. How did they start? Where were they going? Alice did not know. They were already moving very fast. But the Queen kept saying, "Faster! Faster!" The strangest thing was that they never seemed to pass anything. The trees and the things around them did not change at all. Alice's feet were not touching the ground, and the Queen was pulling her faster and faster. Alice was getting very tired. But then they stopped, and the Queen said,
"You can rest by that tree now."
"But that's the same tree. We were standing by it before," said Alice. "Everything is the same as it was."
"While you're resting, I'll give you some information," said the Queen.
She made a line on the ground. And then she started to walk on it. She took two steps.
"You're a pawn," she explained. "And a pawn goes two squares in its first move of the game. So you'll go very quickly through the third square. By train, I think."
She took more steps while she spoke.
"The fourth square is Tweedledum and Tweedledees. The fifth square is mostly water, and the sixth is Humpty Dumpty's. The seventh square is all forest, but one of the knights will show you the way. And in the eighth square, we'll be queens together, and it's all parties there."
The Queen took another step on the line, and she said,
"Speak in French when you can't think of the English for a word. Turn out your feet when you walk, and remember your own name."
The Queen took one more step, and she said,
"Goodbye."
Then she took another step, and suddenly she was gone. Alice began to remember that she was a pawn, and that she must soon move.